Hi, welcome to another Simple Step here on Blended Family Breakthrough. As a woman who's been married three times and has been navigating the challenges of blending for many years, the topic of family leadership tends to flood me with some mixed emotions. This is because I was raised in a home where it was clear that the husband is always in the lead and the wife is expected to agree and comply with his leadership. This was the pervasive belief in my home and in the home my parents and grandparents grew up in. As I witnessed these dynamics throughout my childhood, I realized that this pattern didn't work out very well, particularly for the woman. It seemed to be oppressive and dishonoring. Nonetheless, in my future relationships, I emulated what I was raised with. I too leaned into compliance, or I'd simply abdicate just to appease my partner. I ended up losing my voice, feeling dismissed and devalued. Then resentment and anger would take root. This was the pattern in my first two marriages, which were relational disasters. By the time Mike came along, I'd taken a sharp turn and vowed never to be silenced again. My perspectives mattered, and I was more than capable of leading the way. But this swing to the opposite end of the leadership continuum didn't serve me well either. Mike and I spent way too much time competing and fighting with each other, often over trivial things. Even when Mike had a good idea of how to move forward as a family, I'd quickly reject it and counter it with something else, sometimes just to have my own way. This kept us stuck in a dysfunctional cycle. We weren't able to effectively communicate, solve problems, or stay connected. Family leadership was unattainable at that point, which, by the way, is not a good thing. Family leadership is critical, particularly when you're blending a family. It took us a while, but eventually Mike and I learned how to lead our family as a team. We discovered ways to implement healthy skills around communication so that we both felt heard, honored, and valued for what we each brought to the table. We were finally able to work through challenging issues, solve problems, and lead our family as partners, not competitors. If I could sum it up in one word, I'd say our new approach to family leadership is collaborative. We've learned to genuinely listen to and affirm each other's unique perspectives, even when we don't agree. We choose to get curious about each other's experience, rather than critical. We've also learned to express and regulate our emotions well so that we don't get hijacked in those challenging moments. This collaborative approach is how we were able to get unstuck from that dysfunctional cycle we'd languished in for about 16 years. What we've discovered is that to experience collaborative leadership, we just needed a few skills. The right tools to engage in healthy communication, the capacity to make decisions and solve problems together, and an ability to manage our individual emotions well. That's it. And these are skills that any couple can learn and master with a little practice. Trust me, if we can do it, so can you. And like us, you might need a little help implementing these kinds of skills as you lead your blended family. And if that's you, please reach out and schedule your free coaching call with us. We're happy to share what we've learned and support you in your blended journey. Or you can check out the episodes in the show notes to discover a next step or two. In the meantime, here's something you can do this week. When you and your partner hit a leadership bump in the road and you're struggling to stay connected and communicate effectively, pause and honestly ask yourself these three questions. First, am I really listening to my partner and affirming their perspective, or am I quick to disagree? Next, am I curious about what my partner might be experiencing, Or have I become critical? And finally, what am I experiencing emotionally, and how might I openly express and manage my own emotions well? And I'll add those questions to the show notes so you have them handy. When you choose to take just a moment to ask yourself these questions and then consider how you might move towards a collaborative approach with your partner, you can change the trajectory of any conversation and start to break free from dysfunctional patterns. After learning and practicing these skills, healthy communication, problem solving, and emotional regulation, Mike and I have come to believe, even when our perspectives aren't aligned, that we are on the same team. Our intentions are good, and we both want good things for our family. When it comes to family leadership, adopting a collaborative approach is the key. Just like us, you'll discover that you each bring value to the process, and over time, collaboration becomes harmonious and rewarding. Hey, thanks for joining me today. I hope you have a great week, and we'll see you back here in 2 weeks for another Simple Step.